Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Tzadi Dalet. We are holding at the Mishnah on Tzadi Gimel and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and by Ron Markovitz, L'Zecher Nishmas Yosef David Ben Yeta Miriam, Dr. Joseph Teitelbaum, Alav HaShalom, Neshama, Shevna Aliyah, and we thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as we said, on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Gimel and Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss carrying out an Iker and a Tafel on Shabbos, that you're only chayiv for that which is ikar, and you are not going to be chayiv for that which is tafel. And therefore, if you're pater from that which is ikar, you're a pater lagamri, because the tafel is as if it's not there. Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about the principle known as hachai nosei asatzmo, that a living being carries itself, and therefore you're not chayiv for carrying a living being. A question, all living beings or only human beings? And what about if the person is tied down? So we're going to go through some of the gedarim of achai nosei asatzmo. Then we're going to get into carrying a mace, and the geder of melacha shein tzricha legufa is carrying a mace. Avi sent me the information, it wasn't on the email. Is carrying the mace a violation of is it a melach shein tzrich legufa? And then we're going to get into the inyan of removing part of the simanei tuma of a mitzora. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss on Amud Beis some of the halachos of gozes, and we're going to discuss removing fingernails bikli, removing fingernails biyad, whether you're removing your own fingernails or other people's fingernails. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how many hairs you're chayav for removing, and some of the dinim of removing fingernails. I missed one of the sponsors, apparently. 1 second. Avi, you have it? Avi Khan, you there? Okay.
It's the last one on the email, Rabbi.
Oh, it was cut off my email because he just forwarded a previous. Yeah, it forwarded a previous email, so it just cut itself off. You know. So also the Zecher, also by the Bruckheimer Family Fund in Akar Sato for Adaf Yomi Shurman, in loving memory of Hindel Bas Eliakim HaKohen, Allah Shalom. We thank them very much for the sponsorship. So let's pick up with the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah tells us on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, going back to the dinim of Hotza'ah, what if you carry something Pachos Mikashir? So the Mishnah is going to discuss, what if you carry something inside of a Kli, which you'd be chayiv for just being Motzi the Kli, but now you're not being motzi just the kli, you're carrying something in the kli. So a motzi ochlin pachos mikashir b'kli. Let's say you're carrying something that's food that is less than the share of a grogris in a kli. So pater afal a kli, you're pater even for carrying the kli. You're pater on the ochel because it's pachos mikashir. You're pater on the kli because shakli tfeilelo, the kli is considered to be tafel to the ochel. Es hachai b'mita, if you're carrying a living person out on a bed, pater afal a mita, you're pater on the mita as well. Shamita tfeilelo, because the mita is considered tafel to the person that is in the mita, because you're only carrying it for the person, and therefore it's batel to the person. As a mace b'mita chayiv, but if you carry a mace on a mita, you're going to be chayiv for being motzi the mace, because a mace is not nosei asatzmo. We don't say such a svara that a mace carries itself, even though this is a malach shein tzricha legufa. It would seem you don't need the gufa malacha, you don't need the mace, you only need to remove the mace from the house, so that you're not mekabel tumah from the mace, and you would rather never have to be faced with this situation in the first place. Nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv because we're assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda right now, who holds that you're chayiv for melach shein tzrich legufa. V'chein kazayis min ha-mace, who kazayis min ha-nevelo, kadosh min ha-sharetz, chayiv. Similarly, if you remove a kazayis of a mace from a house, or a kazayis of a nevelo, or a shir ka-adosha of a sharetz, you're going to be chayiv because that's enough to be metame. So when you remove such a shear of these items, it's a shear chashuv, it's a significant amount. But Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon Potter, in all of these cases, even when it's a full body, a full dead body, because it's a melach shein tzrich legufa, you're only removing it so that you don't become tameh, and a melach shein tzrich legufa, one is going to be potter. Rashi explains that it's a melach shein tzrich legufa because you'd rather not have this melacha in the, you don't need this, you'd rather not have this melacha in the first place. You don't need it, and therefore it's not a melacha as machsheves. Tosos, however, on Tzadi Dalet Amar Alf, in Dibra Maskel Rebbe, writes in the name of the Ri, that the gufa hamalacha you do need for the Tosos writes that the definition of melacha shein tzricha legufa is what was the melacha done for in the Mishkan. So if you didn't do a melacha for the same purpose for which they did it in the Mishkan, then that's called the melacha shein tzricha legufa. So if you're also by the mace, the, you don't need the you're not carrying something out for the thing that you're carrying. You don't need the mace to be outside. You just don't want it to be inside. So that's the machlokas Rashi and tells us about the geder melacha shein tzricha legufa, how we define the term. That Rashi says it's based on, do you want this situation in the first place? And Tosfos understands that it's based on whether it was the purpose of the melacha is the same purpose for which they did it in the Mishkan. Either way, our Mishnah of carrying a mace is an example of a melacha shein tzricha legufa. Tan Rabbanan, hamotzi ochlin kashir, if a person is carrying a shear worth of food, imbakli chayiv ala ochlin apater ala kli. If he's carrying it in a kli, he's chayiv only on the food and he's pater on the kli. V'may kli tzarech lo, but if he needs the kli also, he wants to use the kli outside in the Rosh Hashanah when he brings it there, so then chayiv af ala kli, then he's going to be chayiv for carrying the kli as well. So shmamina ochel shnei zei seichel behel mechad chayiv shtayim. Says more, wow, so you see from there that if a person eats two kezesim of chaylev in at one time, meaning without realizing in between, he didn't realize between one achil and the other that it was usher to eat them, or he didn't know in between that that which he ate was chaylev, he's going to be chayiv shtei chataos. So why is it that the chachamim generally raise a suffix about this issue, whether he's chayiv shtayim or not? Meaning this is a sugya maseches chulin and daf pei beis, where we have a suffix within the shita of sumchus, what the halacha would be. Sumchus holds over there that if you legabe the yisra of osav espina, that if you shecht a cow and its granddaughter, and then you shecht its daughter, then you shecht the middle generation, the your lokesh te malkios, you get two malkios. So is it because he holds that ochel shir shnei kezesi chelev bel mechad yechayiv shtayim? Or no, he holds that it's pater, but the reason by shechting the mother and its granddaughter, and then the one in between, that yechayiv shtei malkios, is because guf and mechulakim, is that these are different animals, the mother and the granddaughter are separate bodies. So apparently, So the Gemara raised that suffix within Sumchus, but over here we should have a solution, that it should we should have a resolution rather, that if you're ochel shnei zeisei chelev bel mechad, we should say absolutely you're chayiv shtayim. So Rav Sheshes hacham ayaskina, no, what's the case over here? Kigon sheshagag ala ochlin vehezid ala kli. Now the case over here is that the person forgot about the Yisro Tzah of the food from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, so that was b'shogeg, but he knew that he was violating the Yisra of carrying the kli out into the Rosh Hashanah. So you chayiv a korban chatos for being shogeg about the food, and if you need the kli as well, aside from the chatos that you chayiv for the food, you chayiv misa for the mezid on the kli. So in the Sefer, the Brisa says, chayiv af ala kli, it doesn't mean that you chayiv a second korban chatos. It means you chayiv a misa for violating carrying the kli b'mezid. That's how Rashi understands what's going on over here. Tosos quotes in the name of the Rashbam that he finds it difficult to say, like Rashi, that we're talking about a chiyuv skila. Whenever we say chayiv stam in Mishnayis, it's always a chiyuv chatos. It's never a chiyuv skila. And therefore, the Rashbam has a different girsa. And he has kigon sheshagag ala kelim vihizid ala ochlin, that they never gave him hasra about the food, but he was mazed about the food. So he's not chayiv on the ochlin, neither skila nor chatos. He's not chayiv a chatos because it wasn't shogeg. He's not chayiv skila because it wasn't Hasra'a, and as far as the shogeg on the otzah of the kli, for that he's going to be chayiv chatos. But the Ri rejects that as well. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat, nor does he like the Rashbam's pshat, because only when someone is would refrain from the avera based on realizing that it is an avera is he chayiv achatos. But if he was mezid be'echad mehem, he knew that otzah b'shabbos was aser, and apparently he's not shav miyidiyaso. He didn't stop just because he knew that it was aser, and that's why Tosfos the Ri suggests a third pshat that we're talking about, that he was mezid about the kli with the food, and it's all talking about skila. And the Brisa is saying that if you're motzi ochlim kashir, shear in a kli, you're chayiv skila on the food as well. And we're talking about that they gave him hasra not to carry out that food, but you're patra on the kli, even if they warned you about the kli as well, because the kli is tafel to the ochel. But if you needed the kli as well, then you're chayiv skila, even if they only warned you about the kli and not about the food. So now says the Gemara Vayter, whichever pshat you want, we're going to stick with Rashi for now. So maskefla Ravashi v'ha'af ala kli katani. It says in the Brisa that if you wanted to use the kli, you're chayiv even on the kli. It sounds like we're talking about two equal chiyuvim, but according to what we're suggesting, you're chayiv chatos for the ochel and skila for the kli, not two equal chiyuvim. Ella amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says no, it must be that we're talking about yurashogeg both on the food and on the kli, and it could be that if you do many isurim b'shogeg b'elam echad, you're only chayiv one korban chatos, but that's only if you knew about all of the isurim, you found out about all the isurim at the same time. Kigon sheshagag bazel bazel. But over here in the Braisa, we're talking about that when you carried the food and the kli, you did them both b'elam echad, you were shogeg about both of them. But v'nodalo v'chazar v'nodalo. But when you found out about what you had done, you found out about them separately. First, you found out about carrying one of that. Well, you did one of the averos, either carrying the food or the kli, and then only subsequently you found out about the other one. Obaplukted Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Melakish, and this is Tali in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Melakish that we had way back on Daf Ayin Aleph, that Rabbi Yochanan held that chiluk yedios is mechalek the chiyuv chataos. Even if you do two isurim at the same time, behalam echad, you're chayiv shtayim if you find out about them at different times. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that no, chiluk yedios is not going to be mechalik chataos, and you're only going to be chayiv chatos achas, even if you find out in between about one of the isurim. So Ravashi holds that the Brice is talking within the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, as a chayiv b'mita patra af al mita. The Mishnah then said that if you carry a living person on a bed, you're patra on the mita as well. So you're pater on the chai because he's a living being, and you're pater on the mita because it's tafel to the living person. So lema masnisin Rabbi Nasan hivelo Rabbanan. It seems that our Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Nasan and not like the sheet of the Rabbanan. Ditanya hamotzi bein chayiva of lerushas rabim bein chayin bein shchutin chayiv. Rabbi Nasan amal shchutin chayiv al chayin pater shachay no seas atzmo. Because we have this machlokas, if you're carrying living beings out on a bed on Shabbos, is that only according to Rabbi Nasan do we say that a chai no seas atzmo, and therefore you're pater for the living being, and therefore the bed that it's on or whatever it's on is going to be considered tafel and you'll be pater legamri. But the Rabbanan disagree. So our Mishnah, which presumes the principle of a chai no seas atzmo, seems to assume like the shita of Rabbi Nasan. What does it mean a chai no seas atzmo? What's the svara? What's the idea? So Rashi writes when you carry a living thing, it sort of lightens the burden on you by adjusting its weight in a way that makes it easier to carry. Whereas when you carry dead weight, you just have to do all the work. There's no balancing, there's no movement that makes it easier for you to carry. So Tosus quotes in the name of the Re, why does it matter that he makes it easier for you to carry? If you carry something that's very light, you're still chayiv v'chatas. Who cares that it's not going to be so heavy just because he's going to adjust his weight? Oh, you're going to tell me it's like shnayim shasu'u, because it's not like you're the only one carrying. The other person is helping you out carry as well. But we already learned in the sugya we just did that if one of them, if you have shnayim shasu'u, but one of them is yachal and the other one is einu yachal, everyone holds that the one that's yachal is chayiv. If one of them is able to do the carrying and the other one is unable to do the carrying, the one that's able to do the carrying is chayiv. So over here also, the living person who's being carried is not able to carry himself without some help, assuming that he's unable to walk, and the one who's doing the carrying is able to carry him. So what's going on over here? Why would it be that there's such an idea called achai no seas atzmo? So again, the Reed doesn't like Rashi's understanding that it's just about adjusting the weight, because at the very best that should be like shnayim shasua. So therefore says the Reed that the reason for the patur is because all malachos of Shabbos are derived from the Mishkan, and by the Mishkan they never never carried living things. The tchashim, the ayalim that they made the Mishkan from, they would walk, they would carry them, and they were not living, and they would walk them baragleim until they needed them, and then once they were dead, they didn't carry them any further. The chilazim that they would make the tcheles from, where they would crack open before it would die. So all of these things any time they dealt with the living thing, they didn't actually transport it. So since there was no transporting of living things, therefore we see that there was no hotza'ah of living things in the Mishkan, and we derive all the malachos from the Mishkan. Tulsa Rush is not satisfied with that one either, because the Gemara says, Hachai no says atzma, not because they didn't carry living things in the Mishkan. The Gemara gives us svara. It doesn't say, oh, they didn't do this in the Mishkan. It gives us svara, because Hachai is no says atzma. So, and furthermore, since when does the item that you're carrying have to be an exact item that they carried by the Mishkan? If I carry, a sefer out, so that's going to be considered that they didn't carry svarim by the Mishkan. So mele, it's not going to be a violation of hotzah. Meichitesi, where do we ever find that you need to carry the exact item? And therefore, the Tosafot Rush says that the reason for the patur is because it's shnayim shasua, and the carrying of the chai is not like zeh yachol v'zeh ino yachol, because over there we're talking where he could carry the weight on his own. But if the one that's Enu Yachal would not help him, he'd be able to carry it on its own. And that's why he's considered Messayeya Ein Bo Mamish, and only the one that's Yachal is Chayiv. But a Chai is not able to be carried without the cooperation of the Chai. So it's part of the Teva of a Chai to be Nosei Es Atzmo and to help out. And therefore, the Chai is considered a Messayeya Sheyesh Bo Mamish. So these are three different interpretations in Rishonim as far as what the svara of a chai nosei es atzmo is. But back in the Gemara is just telling us that apparently it's a machlokas, because you have this brisa where you have a machlokas whether carrying animals is chayiv or pater. Do you say a chai nosei es atzmo? So our Mishnah seems to be taking sides in that machlokas. Says Gemara, no, it's not. Amar Rava, afilu temer rabbanan. Ad kalam priti rabbanan le Rabbi Nosson the rabbanan only disagree with Rabbi Nosson el bebehem chayiv ha'ov to mishar b'ti nafshayu. That's only when you're talking about carrying an animal. An animal's always trying to escape. Aval adam chayiv nosei es atzmo afilu rabbanan modu. But a person is cooperating, so even the rabbanan would be modu that you'd say such a svara of a chai nosei es atzmo. So yes, there's a machlokas whether you apply a chai nosei es atzmo to carrying animals, but when it comes to carrying human beings, of course we say a chai nosei es atzmo. So we're going to have a problem with the Mishnah that says as follows. The Mishnah talks about in Maseches Avodah Zarah the isra of selling a behema gasa to a guy. Why is there an isra of selling a behema gasa to a guy? The Chum made a gzeira not to sell a behema gasa because you might come to lend it or rent it to him, and then the Nachri is going to do Malacha on Shabbos with the behema that he borrowed from a Jew, and that's going to be a violation of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha V'Chol Behem Techa. The Pasuk says that even your behemos can't do Malacha. Or you might sell it to him right before Shabbos starts, right up against Shkia, and the Nachri is going to say that he wants to take it for a test drive, and you're gonna start talking to the animal to get it to walk, to get it to move, to show the Nachri that the animal works really well, so that's going to be a violation of Mechamer. So that's why there's an Isser Midrabanan that you're never allowed to sell a Behema Gasa to a Nachri. So in that context of selling a Behema Gasa to a Nachri, Ben Beseira Mati Basus, Ben Beseira allows selling a horse. Vitanya Ben Beseira Mati Basus, Mneshu also Bo Malacha, Shein Chayev and Lav Chatos. The reason Ben Beseira allows selling a horse is because a horse never does Malacha for which you're going to be Chayev a Karban Chatos, meaning horses are meant for riding on. And that's not Asur Min HaTorah on Shabbos because Hachai no seyas atzmo. So even if you would lend it to him or rent it to him, and he would then ride on it, it's not a malacha that's asur min haTorah. And by Shvisas Behema, the pasuk says malacha, so that's not called a malacha. Rashi explains the brisa says because he's doing a malacha shein chayavin lechatas. Why doesn't the brisa just say because a horse does a malacha that's not asur min haTorah? Why would he use such a such an expression that you're doing a malacha that the horse does malacha she'in chayav nalechatos. Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains because there's a difference between the two. There is something that's also midaraisa that you'd never be chayav chatos for, and that is the yisur tchum. And a horse certainly does that. It goes outside of the tchum. So that's why we dafka highlight that the horse does the malacha that what the horse does is with the kind of malacha that the horse does is something that ain't chayav nalechatos. And Rabbi Yochanan comments over there that Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nassan Amru Davar Echad, that Ben Beseira, who allows selling a horse, and Rabbi Nassan, who holds that Achai Nosei Asatzmo, both hold the same idea. But if what we said is correct, that the Rabbanan are Moda, that we do have a principle of Achai Nosei Asatzmo, just only by human beings, so then the Rabbanan should also agree to what we're saying about the horse. The horse carries human beings, so it shouldn't be subject to only Rabbi Nassan. The comment about the horse, this comment that we're suggesting that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nassan are Amr Davar Echad. No, you don't need to say Ben Beseira and Rabbi Nassan are Amr Davar Echad. Ben Beseira is even working within the Shita of the Rabbanan, because we're talking about carrying a human being over here and not carrying an animal. So if our theory is correct, that everybody agrees, that even the Rabbanan agree that carrying a human being, we would apply Achai Nosei Asatzmo, Ben Beseira is going like everybody. Answers the Gemara, Kiyom Rabbi Yochanan Besusam Yuchad La'ofos. No, Rabbi Yochanan is not talking about a horse that carries people, he's talking about a horse that carries birds. That's what Ben Beseira allows selling, even a horse that carries birds, he allows selling to a Nachri, because he assumes like Rabbi Nassan that we apply Achai Nosei Asatzmo, even when it comes to birds. So the Rashi points out, or Rashi implies at least, that according to the Chachamim, you're allowed to sell a horse that sells human beings to a Nachri, because by a person we do apply Hachai Nosei Asatzmo. Tosfos however says that the Chachamim were not mechalik, and they assur selling all horses because there is such a thing as a horse that carries birds, and once you're not going to say Hachai Nosei Asatzmo on birds, so mainly you're not going to allow selling any horses, because many horses also do carry birds. So says, is there such a thing? You ever see a bird riding a horse? Well, what are we talking about over here? Says in Ika debe veyadan. There are horses of those who the horses that belong to people who are bird trappers, who are bird catchers, that they put the birds on a on the horse and it sort of helps, so the horse somehow helps in the catching of the birds. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mod Rabbi Nassan bekafus. But in the second comment about Hachai Nosei Asatzmo, in addition to the comment about Hachai Nosei Asatzmo about the possible chilik between human beings and animals, another chiluk to be made, says Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Nassan would agree that we don't apply Achai Nosei Asatzmo when the living being that you're carrying is tied down, because then it's not Nosei Asatzmo, it doesn't have any ability to move around and lighten the weight. What about the Parsai people? They were dressed in a way where they were wrapped up really well and they couldn't move, they didn't have much room to move in the kind of clothing that they wore. The command kfisi damut, as if they're tied down, and nevertheless, Ben Beseira was matir selling a horse, and he was not mechalek who you were selling the horse to, whether you were selling him to a Parsi person who dresses in this funny way where he's always kafus or not. So don't you see that even if a person is tied down, we still say Achai Nosei Asatzmo? V'am Rabbi Yochanan Ben Beseira Rabbi Nassan Amru Davar Echad, that Ben Beseira is assuming Achai Nosei Asatzmo? And it's Gemara, no, Hasam Ramas Ruchu Denakadu. The Parsiim are also Achai Nosei Asatzmo. They're not really tied down. A tied down person is not able to move at all. The Parsiim move in a stiff way. They move like robots because that's part of their gaiva. That's part of the way they carry themselves, and they're used to walking. But if they were desperate, they would run. If they needed to, you'd see them move. The Hu Pardashka, there was a guy who was a Parsi officer, the Ratach Malki Lave, that the king got angry at him, Virat Falsa Parsi Bekare, and he ran by foot, three Parsaos. He managed to run when he needed to, and therefore you're going to say, Achai no se esatzmo, even when it comes to people who dress in a way that seems to be very stifling in terms of the way that they dress. Now, the Tashbetz writes in the Tshuva, based on this principle of Achai no se esatzmo, it's a famous Tshuva Satashbetz in Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Ches, about carrying, about passing things to one's wife when she is a Nida, that you're allowed to take the baby from your wife or pass the baby to your wife when she is a Nida, because Achai no se esatzmo. And he also writes that we could be makel to take the baby from her in another place based on our sugya, and she's not doing anything. It's only the baby that's doing all the moving. The baby is the one that's passing itself. So how come this Tashbetz became famous? Because the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Hilchos Nida in Siman Kuf Tzadihei Sif Katan Gimel the halacha that one is allowed to pass a baby. But the Pesachei Tshuva just adds, but if the baby is very tiny, he's an infant, so the infant doesn't really adjust his weight. It's just so it's more difficult to pass an infant. It doesn't make it easier on you. Or if the baby is sick or the baby is tied down, then it would be usher to be mavir miyadol liyadah, because then you would not say the principle of achai no se esatzmo. Similar to what we say over here about Hilchos Shabbos, about someone who's tied down. The Aruch HaShulchan over there in Yaradeya says that this is a very strange Tashbetz. What in the world does this have to do with achai no se esatzmo? Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi in the Tshuvas and Chelek Beis and Mitzadi Beis says that it's a stira in the Tashbetz also, because he has two tshuvas. In the first tshuva, it sounds like the whole heter is only because hachai no se esatzmo, even if the baby does nothing. And the second tshuva sounds like he's being mitzarif the fact that the baby is yotze mechik imo uva elchek aviv. Chai no se esatzmo means the baby adjusts his weight. But in the second tshuva, he adds something, that when you stick out your arms to for the baby to come, it leaps toward you. That's more than hachai no se esatzmo. So which is it? So therefore, Rav Sturmbach writes a further kasha on the Tashbetz based on Tosos that we pater the Ptur of Chai Nosei Esatzmo is because we learn Melachos of Shabbos from Melachos HaMishkan. So if you hold like Tosos, that it's just that they didn't carry living things in the Mishkan. So really, what does that have to do with Hilchos Nida? Hilchos Nida is definitely not derived from the Mishkan. So the whole principle seems off base when it comes to Hilchos Nida. And that's why Shevet Alevi is not particularly thrilled with this heter of the Tashbetz, even though it's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simen Ayin Gimel Os Hei, he explains the Tashbetz, that since the Iker of Isser of Hoshata Miyadol Liyada is not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, so we're not going to ask her when the entire act is not being done by husband and wife. If there's any other participant in the act, so we're not going to aser. Meaning, essentially, what he's saying is that you have to treat different archakos somewhat differently. We keep all of them, but the archaka of not passing, which is probably the most well-known archaka, the most obvious archaka, is not in the Gemara. It doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara. So since it's not Medina the Gemara, probably originates in the times of the Gaonim, so Mela, we're not going to be as machmir in that archaka as we are with others. So Rav Moshe was asked a shayla whether if a couple is embarrassed because everyone's going to realize that they're not passing things to each other, can you be makel based on that? So Rav Moshe was very against being makel based on that. He thought that he didn't understand why someone would be embarrassed. So he was against that. But Rav Shlomo Zalman gives a little bit of wiggle room over here by saying that at least we can be makel in a case where it's not entirely being done by the husband and the wife. Some of the poskim compare this to zrika, right? If achai no se esatzmo makes it less like you're passing from one to the other, well, how come we paskin shulchan aruch, you're not even allowed to throw something toward your wife? Maybe this should be better than zrika. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you understand why the two have nothing to do with each other. When it comes to zrika, the husband and wife are doing the whole act. By a chai no se esatzmo, but passing the baby is also involved. Rav Willig has a different svara as to why he allows passing babies like the Tashbetz, but he has another sniflakel based on the idea, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that it's not Medina de Gemara, plus usually it's Litzorech, the baby, that the baby needs to be passed, and the baby has din of a chol d'shem b'sakana, and generally would be makel on lighter yisurim d'rabbanan, b'makom a chol d'shem b'sakana. Okay, as a meis b'mita chayiv v'chein kazayis min ha-meis. If you carry a mace on a mitah, you're going to be chayiv. And similarly, a kazayis min ha-meis, you're chayiv. Rabbi Shimon patters on a kazayis min ha-meis. Am Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, Am Rabbi Yosef, Am Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Poter hayu Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon patters af b'motzias ha-meis l'kovro. Even when you're carrying the mace out to be buried, that's considered a malach. It's still considered a malach shein sricha lugufa, even when you're carrying the mace out to be buried. The Sfasemis raises the question, what do you mean? Kavura is l'tzorech l'meis. How could you say that that's called Melach Shein Tzrich L'gufa? Obviously, it's l'tzorech l'meis, to bury it. What difference does it make whether it's l'tzorech achai or l'tzorech l'meis? The hutzah should not be Melach Shein Tzrich L'gufa. So Sfasemis says, no, kavura is not really tzorech l'meis. Not being unburied is tzorech l'meis. Not being mutal b'bizayon. It happens to be. The way we accomplish that is through kavura. But Sfasemis points out that that's not really a great mahalich, because the Sugya Masech Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis has a suffix whether Kvuras HaMeis is just for the purpose that it not be Munach B'Bizayon, or it also achieves positive Kapara, that the Kvura itself achieves an actual Kapara. So if you assume it achieves actual Kapara, it's hard to call it a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Ravo Moda Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shimon who generally patters Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is going to be Moda B'mar Lach Borbo V'Sefer Torah Likros Bo D'Chayiv, that if you carry utensil, a digging utensil out to dig with, or a Sefer Torah out to read with, that you are going to be chayiv, because that's called a melach hatzricha l'gufa. I don't know if this counts as a yomi coincidence. After so many minyanim over Shabbos, we're carrying Sefer Torah outdoors. I got a call from a Talmud who lives in a city where they were first going to have minyanim on Shabbos, only outdoor minyanim, and right before Shabbos, Erev goes down. So now what do you do? Right? So this is, right, the Gemara says, Sefer Torah likros bo, chayiv. You're not allowed to carry Sefer Torah likros bo, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that's called a melach hatzricha l'gufa. Says Gemara, pshit, of course that's called tzricha l'gufa. The hanami melach she'eino tzricha l'gufa hi, el melach she'tzricha l'gufa l'Rabbi Shimon echem ishkachsa. If carrying a Sefer Torah to use it is called eino tzricha l'gufa, what would be tzricha l'gufa? How much more tzricha l'gufa do you need? So says Gemara, I'll tell you how much more. Mao detei ma, I might have thought, adika l'gufa u l'gufa, I might have thought that you need to do a malacha that is not only beneficial for you, the one doing the malacha, but it's beneficial for the item that you're carrying as well, and only then is it called tzricha l'gufa. Kegonmar lasos lotas vilachbar, that you carry the digging utensil to improve the kli itself, to make some sort of tikkun on the kli itself, and to use it for you. And Sefer Torah la'agia v'likros bo, you're carrying the Sefer Torah to fix it, to make some correction in it, and to read from the Sefer Torah. So I might have thought only then is it called Melach HaTzricha L'Gufa, Kamash Malan. That's what Rav is telling me, that no, Melach HaTzricha L'Gufa is even if you're not doing something for the benefit of the item, you're doing something for the benefit of the person carrying the item. Ha'u Shechva Tahava Bidro Keres. There was a dead body in the city called Dro Keres that was lying out there B'Bizayon. So Shar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak La'afuke L'Karmelis. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak allowed carrying the body to a Carmelis. Amle Rabbi Yochanan Chua Demar Bered Ravna Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yochanan, the brother of Mar Bar Ravna, said to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Kiman, who are you assuming like when you allow moving this body to a Carmelis? Rabbi Shimon, you're assuming like Rabbi Shimon who patters by Hotzah Sameis because it's a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. Well, Eimer the Pater Rabbi Shimon Mechiyuv Chatas. Even Rabbi Shimon only says that you're patter from a Chatas, meaning that it's not a violation of an Nisra Min HaTorah, but Yisur HaDrabban it's still a violation of an Isra Midrabanan. So how could you allow carrying a mace? It's a violation of an Isra Midrabanan. Amalei, Helukim, Dayal Beyat. He says, he takes a Lashon Shavua. You yourself are going to help. When you hear my answer, you're going to be so convinced by it that you yourself are going to help to carry the mace. You not only are not going to be criticizing anymore. Vafil Rabbi Yehuda, and even if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda that Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayiv, in this case, you're going to be Mekel. Why? Demika Amina L'Rosh Sarabim? Did I ever say that they should move the mace to Rosh Hasharabim? No. The Carmelis Kamina. I said they should move it to a Carmelis. Carrying anything to a Carmelis is only in Issa Drabanan. The Gadol Kavod Abrios Shadocha Sos Seisha B'Torah. And Kavod Abrios is such an important factor so that it violates a Los Haseh. You're allowed to violate a Los Haseh Min HaTorah for Kavod Abrios. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us not really, not a Los Haseh Min HaTorah. You're allowed to violate the Isra of Los Sasser Min HaDavar Sheyigidu L'Chayiminu Smal. Meaning you're allowed to violate Isurim Drabanan for the sake of Kavod Habrios, but that's all we need over here. You're allowed to carry the mace to a Carmelist, because even though the Chachamim do not allow carrying things to a Carmelist, but in order that the mace not be Mutal Bibizayon, you're allowed to do it because of for the sake of Kavod Habrios. The Ritva quotes from the Ravid that the Kavod HaBrios over here is for the Kavod HaBrios of the living people, because the mace starts to smell. Rashi says it's Kavod HaBrios of the Kavod of the mace, which L'chora is the Pashtos. So the Nafkamina would be, what if there's somewhere else the living people could go where they won't be bothered by the smell? So then it would be unnecessary to carry the mace if you're worried about the Kavod HaBrios of the living people. But if you're worried about the Kavod HaBrios of the mace itself, so then you would still have to move it out into the Carmelis. So it would be less bibizayon, it won't be mutal bibizayon in the bayis. Tanan hasam. So now we have a mission. The Gemara quotes a machlokas relating to carrying a piece of a dead body. Hatolish simane tuma. So first, there's a mission mesechs negoyim that if a person has two white hairs that are growing in a nega, in a baheres, that would make him a mitzora. So the two white hairs is what makes him a mitzora, and he removes those two white hairs. Or vehichves a michya. He has some raw flesh, which is also a simen tuma of a nega, and he burns it off. Over below sase, that's a violation of a losase min haTorah, because the pasuk tells us he shamer binega hatzara'as, and we know that whenever it says he shamer pen al, that's all lashon of losase. One is not allowed to remove a simen tumah of a nega. So itmar, we said in the base message about this, achas mishtayim chayiv. If he removes one of the two white hairs, he's chayiv malchus, because the nega is only metamehim when he has two white hairs. So by removing one of them, he's going to be chayiv because he's removing the simen tumah. Achas Mishalosh, if he removes one of three white hairs, Rav Nachman Rav Chayev Rav Sheish Sam Pater. Rav Nachman says he's Chayev, Rav Sheish says he's Pater. Rav Nachman Rav Chayev Ahani Ma'isav, Di Mishtalka Chadachriti, Azulatuma, that he did something that might be meaningful. So even though after he removed one, he still has two left, so he still has Simane Tuma, but one of those two might fall out. And then it turns out that he did something that's impactful, and therefore he's going to be Chayev. Rav Sheish Sam Pater, Hashem Yasa Yisulatuma. Rav Sheish says you're Pater, because if he removes one of three, so right now you're still left with enough to make him tameh. Amar Rav Sheshes mina aminila. So why are we talking about negayim of tzaras? Because Rav Sheshes comments. How do I know my halacha? Ditnan, it's from our Mishnah. V'chin kezayis min amezu kezayis min anevela chayiv. If you carry just a kezayis from a dead body or a kezayis of a nevela, you're chayiv. Chatzi zayis potter. Sounds like if you only carry a chatzi zayis, you're going to be potter. Iva tanya, but don't we have a brisa that says that even if you only carry chatzi zayis chayiv? My love, so how do you reconcile the two, the Mishnah with that Brisa? Isn't the only way to reconcile it is Hadatanya Chayiv? The Brisa says you Chayiv for Chatzi Zayis is the Apik Chatzi Zayis Mei Zayis, is that it started out as a Kazayis Min Ameis, and you took out a half of a Kazay of that Kazayis outside. So since you're accomplishing something by taking out the Chatzi Zayis, because you're leaving only a Chatzi Zayis behind in the house, so you're removing all the Tumah from the house. And Vahadatan Patr, and the Mishnah that says that your potter is the apik chatzi zayis mei kezayis umechza, is that you're taking out a chatzi zayis, but you're still leaving a full kezayis in the house. There's still it started as a kezayis umechza. So since even after you remote the chatzi zayis, tuma remains in the house. So even though you made the shear of tuma, you made the amount of tuma that remains in the house smaller, where if someone else comes out and takes another mashu of it, it will become tar. But still, right now, you left tuma in the house, and therefore you're going to be potter. So it's exactly the same as pulling out one of three hairs. Right now, you still left two white hairs that would be enough to be metami, the person with tzaras. Rav Nachman would respond, idi v'idi chayiv. Whether you took a chatzi zayis from a kezayis, or whether you took a chatzi zayis from a kezayis umechza, you're going to be chayiv. V'hadetnan pater, what do we do with our Mishnah says your pater? Da'apik chatzi zayis mimeis gadol. That's talking about where there was no risk of the tumah ever leaving the house. You had a whole body, a whole dead body, and you took out a chatzi zayis. So there's enough where even if people were to continually take out chatzi zayis for a while, there will still be a full full dead body in the house. Okay, Mishnah says the Mishnah. If a person removes his fingernails one with the other, or by his teeth, with his teeth, v'chein sa'aro, or his hair, v'chein tzfamo, v'chein zikno, his mustache, his beard, v'chein agodelas. If a woman braids her hair, v'chein akochelas, or puts on her makeup, v'chein aposekas, or she parts her hair in a certain way, Rav Lazar says it's only a shvus. Amr Rav Lazar machlokas biyad. The whole machlok is only if you do it by hand. Aval bekli chayiv. But if you take it bekli, then you're going to be chayiv. Vol pshita zubazu tanan. Of course, it's only by hand. It says zubazu, which means you take it by hand. So mal de tamer rabban bekli nami patri vad de katani zubazu lo diachu kochad Rabbi Eliezer. I might have thought that even bekli the rabban would still say patri. The reason we talk about doing it by hand is to tell us that Rav Lazar holds your chayiv even if you do it by hand. So kamash mala, and that's why Rav Lazar has to tell me that that's not so. That bekli, the moda, the chacham are moda that you're going to be chayiv. V'am Rav Lazar. Machlokas liatzmo, that the whole machlokas is only if you're removing fingernails on your own hands. Aval chaveru divrei akol potter. But you're removing fingernails on someone else's hands, everyone's going to say that you're potter. Well, pshita, isn't that obvious that that's what the machlokas is? Tziparnav tnan. It said explicitly his own fingernails. So why does Rabbi Lazar have to tell me that it only applies to your own fingernails? It says it right there. So mal detema Rabbi Eliezer lechaveru nami mechayiv, that Rabbi Eliezer would even be mechayev if you remove someone else's fingernails. V'adiktani tziparnav, the reason it mentioned your own fingernails, l'diach l'koch and rabbanan, that's just to emphasize the koach of the sheet of the rabbanan, that even that they're patri even in such a case. So kamashmulan, that's why Rabbi Elazar had to tell me that that's not true, but rather Rabbi Eliezer would even be moda, that if you do it on someone else's hand, you're still going to be patri. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop there. A little bit behind, but Bez Hashem will pick up with V'chein Sa'aro tomorrow. Okay, everyone have a great day.